tata wee wiki 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 tata wee.
Aloha, welcome to Hawaiian Nights on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Tanya Tamutina, Tiny Dancer hyphen Odebra.
And my name is Diane Destiny Odebra.
We're the Odebra Twins, and we're going to lead you on a pleasure cruise of paradise. And as always, we have a special guest. Everybody, please welcome the comedy witch, Elena Simon.
Hi. Aloha, Elena.
Aloha.
How do you like Hawaii?
Hawaii is just as I imagined it to be.
Isn't it glamorous?
Mm-hmm. Really, it is. I didn't know there were pumpkins in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. Those are Hawaii. They're native to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So, special. Tell us about being the comedy witch. What does that mean?
Sure. That's an excellent jumping off point. So I guess I've always been a witch.
Right.
And just growing up, I remember in sixth grade, you know, kids in school, they would kind of look at me and they would ask my friends, they would kind of like whisper and be like, is she a witch? Like,
what?
Was she just, yeah, there was just like a, I guess I just put off this energy, this vibe, but
a teen witch vibe.
I get, yeah, and it's really funny because I only just saw The Craft like 2 months ago.
You really missed out.
I missed out on all this really great.
Have you seen Teen Witch though?
Teen Witch. I haven't seen Teen Witch.
Okay, we're going to gift you a Teen Witch DVD.
Oh, yeah. You're going to need to see Teen Witch.
All right.
There best was movie of my life.
A lot of that I missed out on. But so I'm a yoga and meditation instructor. Ooh. I practice Reiki. I'm also getting my astrology certification as
fancy.
Well. So I am a healer and I practice, white magic. And
right.
So that's the witchy part of myself, and that's been a pretty big part of my life for, at least like 5-6 years. And then comedy, I got into comedy maybe about around the same time, 6-7 years ago. And
right on.
I like to fuse both of those worlds together. I love to talk about our subconscious and dreams and, you know, astrology charts and, you know, just esoteric stuff in my work. So
I love magic stuff. This sounds great to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you also, you are a host of Avant Garden at the Unicorn,
yes.
Jessica Delfino's space, who we've known for many years. Tell us about that.
Sure. So Avant Garden is a fantastic new open mic. We are, I'll give the deets after, but so Avant Garden is the first mic that we started at the Unicorn. And the idea behind it is we really wanted to have a very female positive, female friendly mic, because one of the reasons I stopped doing comedy is I felt, you know, as a woman, I felt really uncomfortable at some of these sausage fest
totally
open mics. And sometimes you just feel like, you know, guys will all kind of not gang up on you, but kind of say some things that really make you feel a little bit like, eek, what am I doing in here? So we really have created a beautiful environment. So it's actually an anything goes open mic. So it's not just for comics. We get predominantly comics, but we get musicians, musical comedians, storytellers. So we've really started to kind of shift into a more anything goes mic, but it's really lovely. And we usually get at least 50% female, if not more. And the cis male people that come to the mic really appreciate and honor that this is a mic for everyone of all genders and sexual orientations, and they really acknowledge that, and they really are excited to perform to an audience that's predominantly female and how their material is received. And I think it's really, you know, kind of shifting the consciousness of what's going on in comedy with all, you know, right now we have all
thank
these
God.
Like big females
right.
in comedy.
What night is it?
It's Monday night. Sign up is at 7:15. And the show starts around 7:30, usually ends around anywhere between 9 and 9:30. And we always book an opening act to kind of warm up the crowd. And one more thing to mention is that at 6 p.m., Jessica runs a joking off workshop, which is kind of just like almost like a writer's circle where people come in with their new material that they're not quite ready to get on stage with and kind of just share their ideas, and maybe other comics are there to kind of throw in suggestions or ways to maybe help make that set or bit gel.
So we hosted an open mic for 5 years at the Bowery Poetry Club together, show and tell, and it got crazy. Like, people would come in and just do the most bonkers things I've ever seen. Has it gotten crazy over there? Like, what's the craziest thing somebody's done yet at the show?
We had, I would say, one of the big highlights. It's very crazy. We had this guy who was Palestinian. He was huge, like really tall, really big, shaved head, very intimidating looking guy. And he gets on stage and starts talking about what he would do if he had, was it 700 virgins or something like that. And he just starts like doing a lot of really, really edgy, really political stuff. And he was very, very intense. And I guess we were all trying to figure out if that was really him or that was, his persona. But we were all like a combination of really, really frightened and extremely entertained because he was just so intense. It's hard to really, really describe it. But what we really see is people start to come out of their comfort zone, experiment a lot here. And I have a comic friend who he's a wizard.
He's a wizard. We both love wizards.
Yeah, you should have him on the show at some point. But he was doing stand up, and then I had made mention I really wanted a magician to come sometime, and so one day he decided, I'm not going to do stand up today. I'm going to do some wizarding, and he got up and did this really awesome talk. And He's now doing like wizard coaching, and he's like, I'm not doing comedy anymore. I'm like a wizard coach.
There's everything in the world now. Everything in the world exists. Yeah. Wizard coaching. That's the last thing that didn't exist yet.
and that was really inspiring to see how we just offered like, look, sometimes I have a comic friend who also, he's like, I really want to play some songs on guitar. And I'm like, come and play songs on guitar. You don't have to, you can do anything you want.
You don't have to always be a wizard. You can take a break.
Well, maybe don't set a baby on fire. That's the only thing.
Don't do that.
Unless, maybe her space probably isn't like rated for fire. So like,
I mean, I have to get my fire certification again.
Me too. Mine ran out in 2013.
There's a wizard who at the Renaissance Fair in Tuxedo, New York, every year, he just stands under a tree just to ask or answer questions.
What?
That's just what he does.
Ask
all day.
A wizard?
Ask a wizard.
I want him to have like a blog where I can just, if I could ask a wizard for advice all the time.
He should have a blog.
Yeah, so if you're a wizard and you're listening to the show, please start a blog and let us know about it.
Like, you'll see like little kids like will go up to him and just be like asking him questions. He's there all day.
What did you ask?
I didn't because it was busy.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I was on my way to the dragon orphanage, Tanya. Give me a break.
This is like the time that we didn't get our boob signed by Spinal Tap because you wouldn't wait with me.
I don't have the patience.
Boob signed by Spinal Tap? Ask a wizard? Diane, what is life worth to you?
I'm getting back on track.
Thank you. So, in Hawaii, Diane, would you like to ask about Hawaiian presents?
Oh, so in Hawaii, it's traditional for when you go into, when you're a guest and you go into someone's home, that you give them a present or a candy.
Or a dessert.
Or a dessert.
That's right.
Okay, I was on the same page. Yeah. So, did you bring us a present?
I did.
Yes.
It's fresh from the fridge.
Beautiful.
That sounds like candy.
Or milk. Maybe it's milk, Diane.
I love it. Oh, yes.
It's whipped cream.
It's a milk product. It's ready whip. I love milk.
Would you like to hear more about
really like to hear about that.
Are we doing whippets? I haven't done drugs in years.
There is whipped cream in here, actually. I'm not really a fan of whippets. The only time I'll ever do them is when I'm trying to get the rest of the whipped cream out of the can.
And it's an accident.
Yeah, right. The first time I ever did it, I learned about them from A Night at the Roxbury. And so
I had to learn somehow.
Yeah. So my roommate is moving out. And so as you can see, the R, my roommate, who this belongs to, because I have five floor mates. So she's moving out and she texted me and she's like, "You can have my whipped cream." And that meant so much to me.
Wow.
And she texted me right before I was on my way because I didn't know what I was going to bring. So,
and here we are.
I think this might be my favorite gift.
It was going to be instant oatmeal, but I'm really glad.
This
and it's cold.
Uh-huh.
It's cold.
Oh my God, it really is.
Yeah.
Diane.
Thank you.
Diane, I feel like you're the proud winner of this one.
I am.
The Ready Whip is for you.
Yeah,
for
I am
sure.
I have a very bad milk problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
A deep one. Can't stop.
Check it all day.
We should just get a bathtub full of milk for you to be in.
I think so. I heard J-Lo does
skin.
That. Yeah, exactly. Good for your skin.
I mean, if J-Lo does it, so she looks good.
I'm
getting in that milk, too.
Well,
we can have a twins milk bath someday.
Let's do it. We have to wear our bathing suits, though, because
we're not
going to really
be gross and nude.
Parts.
Ew. Although I've seen your parts and you've seen mine, we'll be honest. We used to have to change together in the Bowery Poetry Club's, like, just open
bathroom.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a spread. We didn't put on a spread.
You think we're going to spread it out in this bathtub?
I feel like it's more spreadable.
Have you met us? Neither of us is going to spread it out in that bathtub. We're just going to hold it together.
We could do a head-to-toe situation.
That's true.
I don't know. I've been on Craigslist lately because people told me that there's free hot tubs on there. Where I would put a hot tub, I have no idea.
We have a hot tub.
Can we come over?
Yeah, it's 10 minutes away.
Holy shit.
I'm going to need to come over and hang out with you.
I'm like speechless right now. A Brooklyn hot tub?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple friends that have hot tubs in Bushwick, like a couple different places that have them. But yeah, we do. We're definitely pretty lucky. I wanted to start a podcast, a hot tub podcast.
I support that.
So I fully support it.
And I'd love to have you both as my first guest.
Great.
You should put it on Radio Free Brooklyn. That sounds like an amazing, amazing idea. Yes, we'll be in your hot tub. We'll do it. We'll do it. Yes.
So also another Hawaiian tradition is we always take a slumber party quiz because in Hawaii, the national thing to do is go to slumber parties.
It's national. It's national there.
Yep. So would you like to take a slumber party quiz with us?
Sure.
Okay, so here are the rules. We all have to agree on the same answer. And then, we're one. One person.
Right.
So here, let me bring this up on my space phone.
Did you go to a lot of slumber parties as a kid?
Well,
you had a slumber party thing to tell us, right?
Yeah, so when you were talking about the ghost before, and that reminded me of something I was trying to forget long ago. So I went to a lot of slumber parties. Now, I went to a lot of slumber parties. I loved slumber parties. But it was really, when it came down to it, it was my first and last to this day slumber party that I ever had as ordained by my mother. I think I was 8 years old and, you know, I had some friends over and my younger cousin was there and she was six, so she was really little.
Right, that's little for a slumber party.
Yeah, and one of my friends started telling this ghost story and then the ghost story started getting very and then she started pointing out things like, "See that picture frame? I saw that girl's eyes move in the picture. And that doll over there, that doll just glowed or something happened." And so she was kind of trying to spook my younger cousin out. And she got very, very scared. And there was some, I think there was some pantsing. There was definitely a lot of pantsing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you've had that. But what I remember was the next day, my little cousin being absolutely terrified. My father getting woken up by girls screaming at 4 a.m.
Right.
And then my uncle and aunt were really upset, about my little cousin.
Ruined our kid with ghosts.
Yeah, it was just kind of, after that, my mom was just like, "No more slumber parties." And I was like, "I got you." So,
were you scared too?
you know, scared, but like in that fun way. But at the same time, I was just very like, you know, like very, you know, Woody Allen about it. I was just like, this is a terrible idea. You know, just this is horrible.
But just, ghosts and slumber parties go hand in hand. Absolutely. Yeah. Like, why is it about small girls and wanting to like drum up the occult? Like, we just can't get enough of it.
I know. Yeah.
Wanna get ghosts to come into my house and talk to me.
Yeah, no, I was feeling that part. There's just always that neuroses in me that just like really gets really anxious about hosting. I don't like hosting parties at all. So after that,
you were cool with that.
I don't host parties, period, now.
Well, so you're telling me that you're not going to have a hot tub slumber party. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
If I do, I'm not going to be the official organizer.
Gotcha. Yeah. So you have 5 roommates?
I actually have 14 housemates.
What the what?
Well, I guess this is my secret.
Ooh.
I love
it. Is
secrets.
It time for secrets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can tell a secret right now. Yeah, let's jump to the secret.
Okay, so my secret is I live at the Bushwick Hacienda Villa, which if you don't know about it, it's a sex-positive, poly-friendly community house in Bushwick, and that is why.
Is that why you have 5 roommates?
Is that why you have a hot tub?
That's why we have a hot tub. It's why we have.
Do you guys all have sex with each other?
So, what I will say now, that's usually the first question we get.
We have a
guideline that states that it is preferred and suggested that we do not. And so, as far as I understand, I do not.
But then how is it a sex-positive house? For other people to come in and out?
So, as a sex-positive house, we don't judge each other on how many partners we have or if we hear sex noises or, you know, spanking or whatever it is. But we also, as a sex-positive house, we produce sex-positive events. We just had a kink workshop on Sunday hosted by my roommate, Kenneth Play, who's a sex coach and educator. And we also had our first event was the Unslut. We did a screening of the Unslut documentary. I don't know if you've heard of it, but we are starting to, now that the house has finished most of its construction and we still have an event space in our basement that's being completed, the intention is to host more workshops and events. You know, where we plan on hosting a tantric training program and we're talking to a couple other educators who are interested in partnering with us and doing events in our space.
That's awesome.
So
good for you guys.
Yeah, so that's another thing.
You're full of information.
Totally.
I like it.
So before the phone messes up again, we're going to start this slumber party quiz. Okay, so this is a really basic slumber party quiz, but we have to agree on the answer, and then we'll find out what's up.
Does this have less brown play in it?
Who knows? I only looked through like half of the questions.
We have no idea how many turds are involved in this, Elena.
We love talking about poop. It's our favorite.
I mean, I like talking about poop, too. I just don't know if I'd want to do that to someone.
No, it's
mean. But if I ever needed to produce one on command, though, I would need to have a show within like an hour.
If I had
a show like coming up. Because I always get the pre-show shits. So.
Me too. Yeah. Oh my god!
Because you get nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand the pre-show shits too.
Yeah. Those are real.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. Are we?
Oh yeah, you've been rolling.
Oh great. Perfect.
We can get stuff for my private collection.
always want us to get people to talk about the pre-show shits for your private life. Okay. We are going to take a quiz right now. Okay, so we are going to take a quiz. It's called Are You Fun? Finally, I've been waiting to find out if we're fun or not.
I know, my whole life I was like, am I fun?
Good. Okay, your last class on Friday afternoon is unexpectedly canceled. You use the opportunity to get a head start on your homework, invite the girls over for snacks and gossip, road trip.
Oh, we can drive? Cool.
I guess we can drive in this.
If we can drive, I might go road trip, you guys.
Right. Do we have the resources to just say road trip in this quiz?
I don't know. I mean, did our parents buy us a car for our 16th? Like, I don't know.
This is a different reality.
It is a different reality. Because realistically, it probably would be invite the girls over for snacks and gossip.
That's real. Because I still don't have a license. So, I mean,
I still don't have a license either.
Really?
Yeah. See, I have one, but I shouldn't.
She should not be driving. This should not happen.
They just gave me one.
Yeah. How did you even get one?
I passed one test when I was, like, 16 and just focused on passing it. And then... Like, I really shouldn't have one. First time I drove a car, I crashed it.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yep. I don't know. Maybe not road trip. If we're the three people going on the road trip, I think
gossip sounds the best to me. Although the homework thing, I did. So a friend of mine, she used to kind of have sort of permission to go into her parents' liquor cabinet. So
what?
We would have these. So
hi, new best friend.
Yeah. No, she was, you know, she was fun. She was also a little abusive, too. But she would make us really awesome chocolate chip pancakes in the morning. So it was kind of like.
Make up for it.
Yeah. We'd watch Labyrinth and then have pancakes in the morning. It was great.
So you drunk watch Labyrinth and then have pancakes?
This is
the best slumber party
on
Earth.
And is your homework?
So it was my birthday. So whenever it was someone's birthday, we would go to Blockbuster and pick out a tape. You know, the birthday girl would get to pick out a tape. So I picked out Footloose. Nice. And we went home and we had whiskey, rum, and apple juice. And my mom came to pick me up. Yeah, rum and apple juice. And I got really drunk. And then my mom came to pick me up and went home. And at this point, it was still like 10, 11 o'clock. And so I was drunk and I didn't know what to do with myself.
Did your mom know?
I don't know if she knew or not because I was pretty quiet. Like when I'm drunk, like I'm pretty like I kind of.
Don't you think she would have called you out on it if she knew?
Maybe, but she had no idea. I was just kind of like chilling, waiting to get into my room. And then once I was in my room, I was like,
safe.
Now what do I do? And I'm like, well, I got math homework. So I just started doing my math homework while I was blitzed.
Did you ace the test?
And the funny thing, like math and science were the two hardest for me. And so I don't know, but I guess, like, I think that was the key to it. Just getting drunk. It was like, all right, algebra, like, I can get down.
I can do that. I mean, I'm good with math, and I drink a lot.
I only ever got caught drinking by my mom when I was with my sister. Like, she just was so fucking stupid about it. Like, we would go to our neighbor's place and drink, like, the worst shit, like Kahlua-based drinks or Schnapps-based drinks.
Right.
But we do it. Right with the lights on in the window that's like right next to where my mom could see it. So my mom was like, I just watched you guys drink and smoke like a bunch of fucking idiots. Like, why didn't you go to the other side of the house? Idiots. Every time with her. On my own, never got caught. Smooth sailing. But Jill, ugh. You got caught a million times.
I was always in trouble.
Right.
Just always grounded.
Well, apparently snacks and gossip to us means getting drunk with our girlfriends.
So we're getting drunk with our girlfriends and having snacks and gossip.
You promise to babysit your hyperactive little cousins. How do you deal? You elicit the help of the oldest one to help you keep track of his or her little siblings, play tag with them until they're exhausted, or reverse the roles. You be the kid and let them babysit you.
Well, what does that entail?
I don't know, but I love the sound of that. That's like,
I like the sound of it,
lunch.
Too.
Yeah.
I want to watch Ninja Turtles make me a pizza.
Make me pizza.
Although, what was the second one?
Play tag with them until they're exhausted.
I mean, I have had, like, one time I was babysitting, like, all, like, three at the time of my sister's kids, and they were all just in a mood. And I just paid them to go find, like, I sent them on a treasure hunt around the house. And I was like, if you bring back this item, you get a dollar, literally, because I just wanted to sit down for 2 hours. And it worked.
Wow.
You just hid some shit.
Yeah. It ended up costing me, like, $10. It was fine.
But that was a good, well-spent $10.
How much did you get paid for the whole?
What? I was
an
just
adult.
Yeah. I was doing it as a favor to my sister, but, like, they were all just really wild that day. And mm-hmm. so I was like, I gave him a list of things to find in the house. And every time they brought back one, they got a dollar.
Smart.
I know. Smart. I'm a genius.
You should start a babysitter's club.
I should. Well, I tried to when I was like in fifth grade, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, like it worked out for like a day. We way undercharged though. Like, like $2. Come on, what are we thinking? This is a lot of work.
I mean, I did babysit a lot though.
Me too.
You know, huge family, so obviously I had to.
Were you a babysitter?
I would occasionally, like, you know, here and there, whenever the gig came up, you know, but people would call me. But I wasn't on the hustle. I didn't
right.
do the,
right.
you know, the whole.
I feel like I should have been more of a hustler.
posting my ad all over, like, you know, on the grocery store bulletin boards and stuff. Like, I grew up, I'm an only child, so I wasn't really around a lot of kids ever, really. So I didn't have any siblings to watch or, you know, occasionally, like, I watched my little cousins, like, once when our parents had to, like, go do a thing, so... Just here and there, some, like, neighbors sometimes. But it was always, like, really easy, just a couple hours.
Did you get high?
No, I didn't
get... I used to get high.
I didn't get high. I didn't get high until I was, like, 19, 20.
Oh, that's smart.
Wow. You really waited it out.
Yeah, well, my dad... This is a whole different story, but when I found out my dad smoked weed, and it was Jamaica when I caught him, too...
Well, I mean, come on.
That's a whole different story. But we were in Jamaica, and he was, like, chatting up the pool boy at breakfast. And, you know, I kept coming back to the hotel room to get a towel for the beach, and the door would be locked. And I would, like, knock on the door. I'm like, hey, I just need a towel. And my dad would be like, 1 second. And he's just, like, he opens the door. He's wafting. His eyes are bloodshot. And I know what's going on because my cousin had found pot in her dad's car a couple months earlier. So we were both kind of like, you know what? Both our dads were deadheads. Like, we know, you know, it's probably, it's a thing that they do, but we were kind of like, you know, see no evil, speak no evil. We were just like, look, let's just stay out of it. And then when, you know, this kept happening, my dad kept trying to smoke on the vacation, and I kept coming in at the worst times. And one day he makes me, like, sit on the bed, and he's like, come on, we're going to have a talk. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about this.
A vacation talk.
Yeah, and I was just like, I just want to go back to the beach and forget this all happened. But he's like, am I a bad father? Am I a bad role model for you?
Are you high right now, Dad?
He was high, and he was just like,
I'm paranoid.
And I was so, like, for a while, I was very, like, anti-marijuana because I was like, well, my dad does it, so I can't do that, you know? So it was like a very, and then, I don't know, I've just never
teens.
Been. Anyway, so I was not high. I would just watch TV or something.
So you rebelled by not smoking pot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess all parents should smoke pot then. Like,
right?
If they're really trying to keep
their kids.
If you
don't want your kids to do drugs, do drugs.
Just do drugs. Yeah. Easy. Done.
Case closed, you guys.
Maybe we should have that advice column. Screw wizards. Ask a couple of old ladies who don't have kids.
Does your dad still get high?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, occasionally I'll smoke with him. Like, if we have, like, if my mom's family is coming over for dinner or something, we'll go into the basement, and he has a bong down there. So he smokes in the basement. My mom hates the smell, and our house is, like, clean and nice. So he smokes in the basement, and I'll play, you know, he'll play guitar and shit, and we'll just chill. But I the only time I really smoke is with my dad, so that's like a
bonding.
I don't really smoke that much weed anymore either. It's usually like on my couch, like maybe once every couple weeks.
You used
watching
to
a
smoke
movie
constantly.
Oh yeah, I would wake up and take a bong hit. Yeah
I don't know how you did it.
I don't know either, but I did. And now it's like so funny, like I can't handle like anything anymore.
Yeah, no, I've never really I'm too annoying when I'm high. It's too much. Well, so what are we answering? Elicit the help of the oldest one to help you keep track of his or her little siblings.
We want them to babysit us.
Oh, we want them to babysit us. Okay, cool.
Let's see.
Right. I mean, that sounds the most fun.
It does. At the family reunion, you help the host/hostess serve drinks, suggest a round of charades, entertain all the cousins with your grandma impersonation. It's definitely entertain.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going all of the above. I do all of those things, it seems, at family functions.
I would probably do the other.
Because I'm a bartender, right? They make me serve all the drinks.
Right.
And then I usually am the one who wants to play a game.
Right.
And then I'm usually making fun of someone.
Oh, which family member am I going to make fun of first to everyone? Like, it's, yeah, you know, grandma's going to get her turn and so is everybody else in the room. Like, it's just the way we express our love in my family.
I can't decipher between them because I would say all of the above, which is not an option. So this one is on you, ladies.
Okay. So, are you also going with entertain?
It depends. If it's my mom's family, I'll be serving the drinks and keeping my mouth shut and just pleading the fifth on everything because the least amount of information they have, you know, the least they can, use against me later. If it's my father's family, then I'm probably doing the games and the impersonations.
If it didn't say charades, I would be into it, but I fucking hate charades.
I love charades.
I hate it.
Are you crazy?
I am not crazy, Diane. A game where I have to fucking be quiet the whole time? It's bullshit. No, thank you.
What we would do at family events, me and my cousins, we would put on little shows. So we would do a dance routine to a Britney Spears song Spice Girls or something. And that kind of stuff. So we would have an after dinner show. So during the dinner, you know, the parents are chatting and we'll be rehearsing in the basement and putting on the costumes and getting ready. And then we would do a show. And one time when my cousins, they both wanted to be the lead in the thing.
I would not
have
allowed it.
And we double cast it. Mm-hmm. So we did it Mm-mm. twice so that they each got to do it.
I would never have allowed that.
I wouldn't have allowed that either. Yeah,
sorry.
I'm the lead. You're clearly in the chorus. Case
closed.
Get
behind me. Get right behind me. This is my show, and I'm the star. Made you do. What would we have done if we were friends when we were children?
I've murdered each other.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think we would have put on some good production.
We maybe would have had to find a way to share the spotlight.
Uh huh.
Who knows what happens when there are two bossy bosses?
I had a dynamic with some of my friends in middle school. Like, I had this friend who is very – she told me this guy liked me, and she said – it was at the 8th grade formal, and she was like, if you don't ask him to dance with you, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. And I was like,
it's good
well,
peer pressure.
Okay, all right, so I asked him to dance and everything, but it was just like I had these friends who would be like, can you three-way call the guy I have a crush on and we're going to tell him that this other girl likes him, and then at the dance we're going to, you know, reveal that it's really me, and like, you know, I would have friends that would be like, do this or I won't be friends with you, and I would like orchestrate it, so I'd be like, all right, I'm going to three-way call Ryan and Jenna and we'll, it was weird.
There's a lot of threats to not be friends anymore.
Yeah, and that was really important to me.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do? Yeah.
You can turn the whole school against me?
You could do it. I mean, whole schools could be turned against people.
It happened to me in 7th grade for a minute.
What? Why?
I don't know. I just, I had big boobs, and so the 9th grade guys were liking me. And so Jenna Mandresha confronted me right before Christmas break and was like, I heard you're a slut and you called me a bitch.
Probably true.
No, I thought she was like the coolest person on the planet. Like, I would have never said anything.
Right.
And it was just because I was friends with Dan, who was like the popular guy. And so the whole school turned against me, and I got like prank calls for like 6 months.
6 months?
It was like 6 months to the point where like it was upsetting my mom.
Aww.
Yeah. And so then everything was fine after that. Then one day she like signed my. Do you ever have, like, the book covers on your textbooks?
Yes.
And people would sign them. That was a cool thing. And then one day in math class, Jenna, like, signed my thing and was like, BFFs. And I was like, just changed. And then all of a sudden, I was cool again.
What changed?
I don't know.
Just one day.
I think she realized that, like, Dan was still going to hang out with me.
Right. And so
and
if
she wanted to hang out
with Dan.
Did her boobs come in?
Oh, that's a good question.
They never really came in. No.
They go. Did they come?
They went concave.
But she did get her braces off.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. It's always the low self-esteem. That's the thing with the bullying. It's always somebody. They're getting bullied by someone else in their home and their life, and they gotta, you know, they gotta take yeah. that power.
Although what? Braces, I mean, I braces was definitely were cranky. Cool. Well, yeah. they hurt too.
Oh, I
she's
had
probably starving. She's, you know, like not yeah. thinking straight. You know.
Well, I think once all the like popular girls realized that in order to get to these boys, they had to go through me because I was always friends with all the guys. Then
right.
it worked.
Yeah. Right. Wow, living vicariously through your boobs.
Yep.
So, which one are we going to pick?
What were our options again?
They help the host slash host oh. serve drinks.
Oh, I think we're going with the game, right? We all agree we'd probably put on a show.
Entertain all your no? cousins with your grandma impersonation or suggest a round of charades.
And grandma I'd impersonation. See.
All right. I like games where you swear. Like when your family gets together and you write swears together. That's better. Oh, my God. Okay, we've already got our answer.
We're done with this quiz.
Our score is 75 out of 100, so we are 75% fun to be around.
What 25% was not fun?
I don't know, but what it says...
We didn't go on the road trip.
We didn't go on the road trip. You're right.
That probably is what took away from it.
Well, here's what our score means. Laughing Laura. So we're a bunch of laughing Lauras. Life's a party. If fun doesn't happen, you make it happen. You pride yourself on never being bored. You are spontaneous and creative, but missing a bit in the maturity department. Wait a second. When did fun equal maturity? This is bullshit.
I agree with that.
Maybe you weren't given a lot of responsibility growing up. Or maybe you just
Whatever.
Crave it. This is really passive aggressive. Or maybe you just crave attention and stimulation. That is true. Remember that you can't have fun every single minute of the day. Yes, you can. So be sure that you aren't neglecting any of your responsibilities. Before you make a spur-of-the-moment decision, stop and think about the consequences. Don't worry about becoming dull. That could never happen to you. This person is a bummer. This is a bummer.
I hate this
person.
We're
being judged.
You know what this person would score on this quiz?
Zero.
What would
Zero.
Happen? But I wonder what it says if you have a lower score.
You're the best. You're no fun, and
you
really
get your shit done.
Yeah, good homework.
All I did was chores, for Christ's sake, and I made it fun.
I mean, all I did was babysit my stupid fucking siblings. Come
yeah,
on,
same
responsibility.
Peeling potatoes and babysitting.
Yes. Oh my God.
And I
potatoes.
Still could do a grandma impersonation. So yeah. Screw you, quiz person.
I got drunk and I got my math homework done. So.
Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. See you. Can yep. have fun while doing your responsibilities.
I was high as shit in advanced algebra.
Advanced algebra, huh?
I was in all the advanced classes. You'd be surprised because I did nothing with my life. I actually was in all the, like, I got in.
You got in.
Got
to
in.
To advanced algebra.
And then I got high.
And you got high. Right. Well, maybe that's my problem in math classes is I should be higher and drunker.
Maybe.
I'm going to try it, bringing a flask to school from now on.
I believe in you.
I believe in you, too.
Thank you.
So, did we already told the secret, right?
Yeah, we heard the secret. And then we have a poop your pants story. Have you ever pooped your pants?
She does not look happy with that question. I understand.
We ask every guest, and if they have, and then they tell us. And
I think it was. I've definitely pissed myself a couple times.
We've had a lot of pissing.
That's pretty
normal.
Pretty normal. Not that the pooping your pants. That's not.
It's normal too.
It's not unnormal. It's just
not as often.
It's rare.
I think it was more of like a little looseness got out, I think, and it was more of like kind
more of a
shart.
Like spare change just sneaking.
Yeah, so that's, I think maybe that happened once or twice, but I can't like pinpoint it. It wasn't like...
It wasn't huge mess. That
yeah,
you...
it wasn't like that.
You weren't like in front of your crush's locker.
No, but I've got plenty of period stories though, but I think we all have a fair share of those.
See, tell us.
Yeah, I want to hear
in front of your crush's locker.
Oh, no, it was not like a crush thing, but it was like I was in 7th grade health class And I just, as a 12-year-old, I just had an abnormally super heavy period. And I would wear, like, the crazy huge pads with the wings and, like, you know, mm-hmm. like the Air Force One situation. And I could tell. It's like you could always tell when you're leaking. And, like, I would just leak through that shit. And it wouldn't last as long as a class would. So I was in health class. We're watching a video on, like, the reproductive system, and I start feeling like okay, I'm leaking, but I don't know how bad it is, you know. And then, like, I kind of like scoot my hand under my butt
and realized you were reproductiving right then
on the seat, and I was just like, this is bad. When the bell rings, everyone's gonna leave, and then I started, like, scooting my butt on a part that didn't have it and trying to, like, kind of wipe it up with a dry part. And then I had, like, a vest. I was wearing a vest, and I tried to pull the corners of the bottom of the vest and tie it into a knot and then wrap it around my waist so that I had something covering my butt. But it was, like, really, I was really grasping at straws here. I was like, anything. But I was still waiting till everyone left because I knew there was still going to be that kind of, like, film, you know, there was gonna, because it was like a tan, it was like a beige plastic chair. So I was, and like there was this one kid that stuck around, I'll never forget I'm not gonna say his name, I'll just call him James Johnson, but he stayed, and he was the one that you want to look out for, because he would find anything to make fun of you. And so he stuck around, and he's like, hey, class is over.
No.
So, you know,
did he suspect?
He saw me squirming, and he was like,
"Oh, what a jerk, James Johnson!"
Yeah, he saw me squirming, and he was like, "I know what's up." And the health teacher, she didn't really know, which I was like, "How are you not clued in? You fucking teach." You told us the existence of the period, you know, like, and you don't get what's going on. But she was just like, "It's time to go," and I'm like, It was just one of those things. But I guess somehow I got up, and I think I was able to wipe it off, or I don't know if I told her. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. There was no, like, magic ending, but I just remember the humiliation of being in that, like, you know, that.
Yeah.
You're in that moment, you're just like, everybody's, you know, looking at you, and you're just like,
well, did you go disappear? To the, like, bathroom?
After I went to the bathroom and, like, things, you know, got better. Tried to fix my situation. Luckily, it was, like, towards the end of the day. I had one more class left. I had my vest around my waist. My God. I was, like, I had reinforcement. But, yeah, it was, man, it's awkward. Those were the awkward years.
I feel like if I was a parent, like, of a middle school kid, I would insist that they always have an extra pair of pants and underwear in their locker. Like, that's going to happen to you because you are a kid and don't
That's a good idea.
Know what you're doing. You know, like, oh, you should have this backup thing. Trust me.
So you got your period at 12?
11, actually.
I got it at 11, too. We're rare. Most
Yeah, I got
it
on Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
When
oh,
I was 11. No. Yeah, it was a little red surprise.
Jeez. Oh, God, I remember.
I was early developer myself. I got it at Mormon church camp. I was a Mormon.
Just an old story. Mormon church camp. I remember, like, learning about periods at school at that very movie, and I was so shocked. Like, I thought, like, oh, my mom didn't tell me about this, so this must be some elaborate prank that they're playing on us. Like,
your mom didn't tell you about it?
No, can you believe that?
Like, I didn't know this.
Yes, never. I never had a sex talk with my mom, none of that stuff. Yes.
My Irish Catholic mom still told me you didn't get nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, you poor child.
Oh, my God. So I just was like, this cannot be real. This is fake. No, there's no way. Blood out of what now? No.
You hadn't heard, like?
Never. No. I had no idea. Mm. Just no idea at all.
Oh, my God.
It was worse than finding out Santa wasn't real. It was very upsetting.
Oh, that was a bad day.
It was a pretty bad day.
It was the worst day ever.
My mom told me when I was 8 and about the whole, the birds and the bees, all of it. So she had a book. She had a book. It was called The Stork Didn't Bring Me. And it was a book.
Oh my God.
And It was so it was like a, you know, illustrated book. God, I wonder if we still have this. And it came with a board game that went from conception to birth. And you could go through the whole board of like a whole, you know, but it explains how babies are made. And then she was like, and side note, after, you know, 11, 12, 13, you're going to start bleeding once a month. And I was like, what? I lost my shit. I started crying. And then my dad came. I run into my room. I'm crying with the covers over me. And my dad comes in. He's like, what's going on? And, you know, my mom's like, oh, I told her about the whole period
thing.
See,
I was super excited
about it. And he was like,
it.
Oh, you know, you're going to be okay. I'm like, you don't have to deal with
this.
Exactly.
Shut
and
up,
he, like, and he backed out of the room. But the board game, if I can still find them, yeah.
Yes,
mom,
we would like that gift.
Yes.
Amazing.
I would like to play that for sure. What, like, wow. How do you lose that game?
I don't, it's probably, I think it's in our.
It's in the basement with his next to his bong.
Probably, yeah.
He plays it every time he gets high. Oh my god,
I can't believe you were upset. Like I was looking forward to my period. I was like, I am gonna be so grown up.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a maturity.
And I mean, then of
thing.
Course once it happened I was like, fuck this,
fuck
shit
this
is horrible.
Is horrible.
To this day it's terrible.
Like there's nothing like your first period to teach you the deep unfairness of life. Like it just all sinks in right then. Oh my god, I'm just also remembering at this class where we learned about periods, they were it was, like, outside of school sex teachers who taught us this. So they didn't know us at all. And
just creepy adults from town?
They're just like, you, hey, you, come on in. And can you tell these kids about periods? And it was, like, a split-up boys
when
and girls
Quincy.
Situation. In Quincy, right. Just a heroin addict just hanging out in front of the middle school. Oh, no, it was middle school, sixth grade. But they were passing around pictures of vaginas, and it was too much for us to handle. Like, we're in sixth grade. You can't make us look at these.
I cannot believe
like,
you got pictures of vaginas.
And we're all, like, not wanting to look at it because we're embarrassed that, you know, like, for whatever social reasons. And for whatever reason, they singled me out as, like, no, look at this. And so she just made me, like, look at it for too long, and it was so like, why didn't you make all of them look at it? What is it about me that I need to just focus on this vagina in front of everyone? Stop it, lady. Oh, so embarrassing.
Were they bushed vaginas?
You know what? I think they were actually just like really good illustrations of vaginas.
Oh, so you didn't? They weren't real vaginas?
No. It was just like,
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. Like, no, I'm pretty sure they were.
Okay, because I thought they were handing out pictures of vaginas. Is where you led me.
No, it's like in a book, like passing.
I was like, how
it wasn't like trading cards.
No, I wish.
Like Pokemon.
Oh, I'm
pussy. But
we should make vagina trading cards. That's a fun idea.
I think garbage pail vaginas.
Garbage pail vaginas. Oh, let's do it. Whoever licenses garbage pail kids,
get in touch.
Get in touch. Wow, you're so lucky that you guys learned about it, and it wasn't just like a
big
guess what kid.
Well, it was a surprise to my mom. Like she was.
Oh, she was surprised, too.
16 or something. She was late.
What?
Yeah.
16? And she had not heard of this?
And she's the youngest of 15.
What?
So she had, like, older sisters, and so she didn't know what was happening. So she – I hope she doesn't listen to this episode.
Does your mom listen to the show?
Yeah. My mom's our number one fan.
Oh, we love your mom. Hey,
I
fan,
love her,
we
too.
We love you.
So she she, like, got it, and then she thought she like, something was wrong.
Dying.
Like, she was hurt, like you said.
Right.
And then her sister was the one who finally, like, told her.
How
yeah, she didn't know.
Tell?
So she made it an important thing to tell my sister and I.
Right. P.S. But,
and her story about it so that we wouldn't be freaked out. Of course, when it finally happened to both of us, I'm away at camp.
Ugh.
And when it happened to my sister, my mom was in Ireland at the time, so my dad had to deal with both of us.
Oh, my God. Oh, your dad had to do it? That's very Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, you good know, guy, thank God.
I keep, you know, my mom, like, I don't know why she has to keep secrets from me about things, but when we learned that you could poo while having birth, I called her up and I was like, how dare you not have told me that that's a thing that can happen?
You called me and told me, and I was floored.
Just devastated.
I didn't know it either.
Yeah. You can, what? Oh, poop. You'll just poo sometimes?
Poop, baby.
No, oh, poo mean... babies. Oh, yeah. And I asked her how many of us, because there are five of us, how many of us did she poo during when she mm-hmm. had us? And I think two. And I was immediately able to guess which two. So
it wasn't you?
It was not me. Obviously yeah. not me. Come on.
Well, am so I a poo after baby? You call me, I also call my mom.
It's Jillian Bobby.
And I mean, I'm, of course it is.
Of course. Are you a poo baby?
No.
No. Is
she,
Wendy?
She gave birth Wendy's to me. Not. She gave birth to me by herself, but I oh, wasn't right. a poo baby.
That's right. Diane was born mm-hmm. in Ireland. And
James was a poo baby.
James, of course, mm-hmm. is a poo baby. Wendy, no way. He can just tell.
Nope. She's too bratty to be a poo baby.
Ooh, I think this is a good thing for us to get into, is guessing if people are poo babies.
Sorry.
Were you a poo baby?
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to have to ask.
You need to call your mom immediately.
Have to ask. Because don't you need to know?
But is there a symbol? Is this like an astrological thing, too? It's like if there was poo at the time of your birth, that means that you are a certain...
The poo star? Yeah, we should find out the astrological consequences of poo.
I don't know. Well, when's your birthday?
June 27th.
June 27th. Yeah, so that is Cancer.
You guys are both July cancers. 2nd.
July 2nd. Okay, that's cool. Nice. Early Cancer, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're first
I'm
cusp.
I'm Leo, Virgo cusp.
First.
But so, I mean, obviously, you know, I have three planets in Virgo. There's
oh, you're
no
the 20,
fucking way.
You're the 21st?
23rd.
23rd. The, right. The Leo Virgo cusp?
Yeah.
My roommate is that.
Oh,
and
really?
One of the yoga instructors I take yoga with at Daya, she's also. There's a lot. I know at least like four or five people with that birthday.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
I actually do too. I know three.
I attract cancers of your week. Like, I just can't get enough of them, apparently.
You could, if you, I mean, this is your studies and everything.
Right,
if you could
this.
Look into it.
Please let us know if there is a correlation between astrology and poo
actually,
babies.
My instructor, so I'm taking this course, and my instructor, actually, his wife just had a baby this week, so this would be very topical.
there you go. You
know, did they have a poo baby?
They, yeah.
Maybe it's good luck. Like, a bird shitting on you is supposed to be good luck.
Right?
Jilly is pretty lucky, and Bobby, they have good
James
luck.
James has a pretty good life going on.
Gosh, I wonder if Greg was a poo baby. I bet he was. He seems like a poo baby to me.
Well, maybe I also have some doula friends, so I don't know. That would be a more, like...
Oh, yeah. Get the doulas involved.
Find out, really, like, what that means in that way as well, and a little more...
I'm imagining being a doula right now, like, you pooped. You just pooped. That would be a bad doula. Really bad doula.
We have to wrap this up, but thank you so much for coming to Hawaii today.
Thank
I know it was a long
me.
Journey.
Yeah, very long journey.
And I hope you enjoyed the beach.
Oh, where should people, you have a Twitter or Facebook or something that people
yeah,
can find
so
you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Facebook, The Comedy Witch, SoundCloud, The Comedy Witch, Twitter, The Comedy Witch.
Okay.
What else do I have? I've got a bunch of shit. But basically, if you look for The Comedy Witch, backslash The Comedy Witch, you will find me. My name is Elena Simon, and I go by Elena Simon, The Comedy Witch. And right now, I'm finishing an album and just playing all around the city, singing silly songs and telling some jokes. So
awesome.
And I just uploaded, actually, I just updated all my stuff. So I have video and my SoundCloud's up and running. So I have like a bunch of new songs.
For people to listen to you and look at you.
Yes.
Perfect.
We like that too.
Well, thank you for joining us in Hawaii, everyone.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time. Aloha. Aloha.
This is Hawaiian Nights on Radio Free Brooklyn. Aloha.
Aloha. What's doula?